Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the weekend weather forecast from the National Weather Service. Today we should see partly sunny skies with a high near 56 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 38. Saturday, sunny with a high near 57. Saturday night, clear with a low around 38. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 63. And in the news for today, another Democratic candidate for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District has entered the race to fill the vacancy being left by current office holder Democrat Ron Kind. Rebecca Cook, who is from Eau Claire and has a family farming background, is a small business owner and a Governor Tony Evers appointee to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, where she serves on the newly formed Entrepreneurship and Innovation Committee. According to her campaign website, she states, "We need to urgently address the cost of health care, create good-paying jobs and opportunity, ensure equal access to education and broadband, make smart infrastructure investments, and protect the dignity and hard work of all Wisconsinites. Our rural communities are tired of Washington turning its back on us, and I'm ready to get to work because we need representation with the lived experience and drive to get results from our region," end quote. Cook now joins current 3rd State Assembly Representative Brad Pfaff and Brett Knudsen, who is a Navy veteran and a progressive candidate from Holman. Pfaff, who presently serves as the 32nd District State Representative, recently earned Kind's endorsement to take his seat. Pfaff was appointed Secretary of the Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection Agency by Governor Tony Evers in December. However, the Wisconsin State Senate denied his nomination in November 2019. Knudsen's platform calls for an end to endless wars by cutting the military budget, legalization of marijuana, abolishing the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, agency, criminal and police reform, support for women's health choices, and a number of other progressive causes. Whomever emerges as the Democratic candidate will likely be facing Republican candidate Derek Van Orden, who narrowly lost to Kind in the 2020 election. Van Orden is a pro-Trump conservative who has been outspoken in his support for a strong military, pro-free enterprise, pro-life platform, and on his campaign website states that, quote, "America is the shining city upon a hill, and Wisconsin is the heart of that city. Simply by being born in this great nation, we have been given opportunities unlike any other people in the world. America is truly exceptional, and it is up to us as citizens to work tirelessly to maintain the freedoms we have been endowed." Van Orden has been the focus of controversy lately after he was reportedly spotted in a photo circulated on social media entering the Capitol in Washington during the insurrection on January 6th. He published a response to the public denying that he was a participant in the violence, stating he was in Washington for, quote, "meetings and to stand for the integrity of our electoral systems as a citizen and at the behest of my neighbors here in western Wisconsin." Kind has served in office for 13 terms and said at a news conference announcing his retirement on August 10th that he, quote, "had run out of gas." Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.